Today's daf is in Hedrin, daf Tzadik Gimel. And we are on Tzadik Beis Mabeis in the world of Chelek. And we'll start with six lines from the bottom on Tzadik Beis Mabeis, Tana Rabbanan. The daf that we just had yesterday was again continuing the discussion of Tchiyas Nevesim. We had different opinions about who Yechezkel Hanavi, the dry bones, the Atzamos Yveshos, who were they? That we just had up above. Who were the ones that were given life again? And related to that, we got into discussions of Hanani Mishal Vazarya. So we're going to have a little more of that today, and we had some yesterday. Tanu Rabbanan, six lines up. Shisha Nisim Nasu Boso Hayom. There were six Nisim that took place that day that Hanani Mishal Vazarya was saved from the Kivshan Ha'is, from the burning furnace. The Elohein, Tsaf HaKivshan. Number one, that the Kivshan, even though it was usually in the ground, it was raised, it was flattened, so that everybody from the outside would be able to see the Nais that was going to occur. The Nifrat HaKivshan, the walls of the Kivshan collapsed, and therefore it was able to be viewed from the outside. The Humak Sodo. Rashi quotes a number of opinions, what this means. One of them is Nimsa Mirov Chamimus. The whole area melted from the heat that was around it, and therefore it was visible. Rashi quotes that from one of his Rebbeim. The Nefach Tzal Mapanav, the Avodah Zarah of Nebuchadnezzar fell on its face, all of a sudden. The Nisrafu Arba Malchios, and four kings and officers near Nebuchadnezzar were also burned. The Hech Yechezkel Zameisim B'Gazdura, and that was the same day that Yechezkel did Tchiyas Zameisim in B'Gazdura. So all of these Nisim occurred on that day. The Kulhu Gemara, and all of these Nisim are Misora. We have a Misora that this is what happened. V'Arba Malchios Krab, but the four kings that were killed based on a Pasuk. The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Nebuchadnezzar Malka Sholach L'Michnish. Whenever you have a Pasuk like this, you know it's from Daniel, because it's Aramaic. L'michesh la'achash darpanya sagnaya upachvasa adar gizaya gidberaya tetavraya ptaftaya v'chol sheltoni medin. So these are all different types of officers, but you see how many are listed there. V'ksiv isi guvern Yehuda. And then Nebuchadnezzar said, bring those Jewish people. V'ksiv, and after the earlier list of all the officers that were there, the second list, when they came, was Umiskanshin Achashdar Panaya, Sagnaya, Upachvasa, the Hadbere Malka, Chazian, Legavre, Ilech. Right, see these people, but some of them are not on the list. You see the kings. Rashi says that you see the four Malchias that are not on this, the four names of the officers that are not on the second list, those must be the ones that were burned as Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah were saved. Okay, so that's the where you see one of the Nisim where it happened. Good. Tani Devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Afilu b'shas ha'sakana, even at a moment of danger, lo yishana adam et atzmo min harabanus shelo. Even at a moment of danger, a person shouldn't change from his rabanus. What does that mean? In this context, it seems to mean the way they look. They should still look dignified, they should still look proper, even at a time of sakana, where even they might be giving their life. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, Bedayun Guvraya Ilech, when these men, Hanan Mishael Vazarya, Kaftu, they were bound up, Besar Valehon, Patshehon, Uvakarbal Tahon. Right, they were bound up in all of their scarves and shirts. They were wearing the regular clothes that they wore. The regular clothes. They weren't wearing anything different because of what they where they were going. Rashi says, Shelo Yeroyim Vuhal Umefuchad. Umizbaishin sona mipanav. They have to look proper even at this time. The Marsha says this is to reflect they were Makabal Kadosh Baruch Hu's Din Ba'ava. They don't look like run down and worn out. This is a mitzvah, just like another mitzvah, and therefore we have to try to do our best to keep our dignity even in this situation. The Shram Tzana Balacha here quotes all different sources, discussed this earlier back on Daf Ayin Dalet also, whenever the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, he quotes from the Shach in one of his Sfarim, Shebegzeras Portugal, Hichriz HaMelech Kol Mishin Omeimer Yisari Ba'esh, V'hayu Mixas B'nei Yisrael Shoal and Hechan Beis HaSreifa, U'molichin B'neihem U'nushoseihem B'tupim U'vimcholos. They were going b'simcha. The last daf of brachas, Rabbi Akiva. He was going. He says, "Well, I've been waiting all my life to do this mitzvah." Right. So that's what the message might be behind. Well, Yishanim in our rabbanus, we should go. We should go with full faith. as we discussed a couple of weeks ago in the Parshas Emor from Rabbi Chanan at the end of his life with his Talmidim, that they were going and they were continuing to learn Torah. That is Al Yishana Atz Adam Min Harabanus. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedolim Tzadikim Yosir Mimalachei Hasharis. Greater are tzaddikim, more than malachei asharis. Tzaddikim are greater than angels. So, shenemar, the pasuk seems, the Gemara seems to say it's based on a pasuk. Why? Because the pasuk says, Anevi Amar, Nebuchadnezzar says, Ha anach chazi guvrin arba asharyin mahalchim bego nora. Nebuchadnezzar is looking into the furnace as he's watching Hananim Shavazar, you're waiting them to get burned, and he says, no, I see them, and nothing's happening to them. What does he say? He says, four people. Chazi Guvrin Arba, Sharia Mahakam Begonura, the Chaval Lo Aisibahon, and a wound is not being brought on them, they're not being touched by the fire. Verive, and the appearance, the Revi'ah of the fourth one, Domi Labar Elohin, the fourth one looks like an angel. Hananim Shavazar, an angel. So what's the raya? So Rashi says that men are put in the pasuk first. First you have the three men mentioned, and then the fourth one says Nebuchadnezzar looks like an angel. The Marsha says no. The message is that what is the angel called here? Bar Elohim, right? A son of a god. And the Marsha says we know from the Torah that sometimes Jews are called Elohim. Right? In the Parsha Mishpatim it says Adho Elohim Yavo Devar Shnehem shall bring the matter of the judgment to the judges. So you see the Malachim are called Bar Elohim and the people are called Elohim. The Bali Musar discuss that what's the message. Many of the Mepharshim say no, why are men greater than angels? Because people do not have Bechira. And if people have Bechira and then they conquer and then they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's an even greater level than the angels who just do it without Bechira. That's what there's a Rashi in Parshas Balak where the Bilam describes how the people are even closer in than the Malachim. Malachim Asharis are sitting on the outside waiting Yada Ma'pa'akel. They're asking what exactly is the Kaddish Baruch Hu doing? Because the whole purpose of the universe is for one to have Bechir Chashis and then to use it. Right? The Gran Mishlei says that people are called Mahalchim, Holech. Angels are called Omdim. Omdim Imalo, the angels are called, because they're standing and they're wherever they are from the beginning of creation. Once angels are created, that's it. It's finished. Right? And people are constant movement. Constant movement, but we're a holchim. Therefore, that could give us even greater potential. This language of Bar Elohim also comes up in davening. We say Bar Elohim somewhere in davening. We said it yesterday in Baruch Shemay. In Baruch Shemay, we say it's a beautiful tefillah from the Zohar in Vayakel. We've spoken in the past how we should really, it's an underrated tefillah. We should focus on it. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that when he take out the Torah, he's so happy, he says, ask for whatever you want. I'll give it to you, just ask, I'm so happy. That's why we say Baruch Shmei. Baruch Shmei, give us a bracha, let us have children that serve you. And the Pasuk says, Baruch Shmei says that, lo al enash rachitzna, we don't rely on any man, velo al bar Elohim samichna. And we don't rely on any bar Elohim. Ela be'elah d'shmaya, only Hashem in heaven, to who Elah kashod, he is true, v'oraisi kashod, his Torah is true, v'oi kashod, his neviim are true. So we say we don't rely on any bar Elohim. So there are those that wanted to take this line out. Because bar Elohim, the son of a god, right? There was some that wanted to take this line out. They thought maybe it started with the early Christians. So, if you look in the Otzer HaTfilas, in the Ian Tfil on the bottom, in the big Siddur Otzer HaTfilas, even though mine's pretty tiny, V'lo Arayelon Sebechna, V'lo Al Malach Ani Somech B'Tfilasi. Bar Elohim means a Malach. Kidamrina, Nafalpi, Shav Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rabbi Yochanan says in Sanhedrin, we had this way back on Daf Mem Dalid, Yivakish Adam Rachimim, Shiyakol Ma'amtsin Es Kocho. We spoke that day about davening to Malachim. There's a Rashi there that seemed to say that Gemara means you can daven to Malachim. The Be'iri there argues, but even though it sounds that way, says the Yin Tefillah, but what do we say in Baruch Shmei? We're skipping that step. We're not focusing on Malachim. Because Malachim ineni somech aleim klal rak al HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'vad. U'malach nikrei bar Elohim. Kida amrinan b'daniel paragimel. Ah, that's our pasuk. So they call it our pasuk in the, but that's what we mean in Baruch Shmei. We're not relying on any angels. Bar Elohim, we're only relying on HaKadosh Baruch. Good. Amr b'tanchum bar chaniloi. Fourth line. When they walked out unscathed from the furnace, the nations of the world saw this, and they went, and they gave a patch to the Jews. They gave a patch to the Jewish people, right? So, Nation of Israel, euphemism. Amru lahem, yesh lochem elokab kazeh, v'yatem mishtachem l'tzelem. Look what your God does. Unbelievable miracles. He protects you from the fiery furnace, and You could serve idols? Look what your God does. Miyad Paschal Yamru, all of a sudden they said, Hashem Etztaka, Velanu Boshes Hapanim. You're right. Hashem Etztaka, we're Mizbayish. We're Mizbayish. Look, the Umos Ha'olam have to give us Musr. Kayom Hazeh. Amr Shabbat Achmeni, Amr Bionasan. Maidach Sevad, what is the Pasuk meaning Shir Ashirim? Amar Tiyeh Aleh B'Tamar. O Chazah B'San Sinav. I said, Hashem says, I'll go up in a palm tree. I'll grab its branches. It's as if he wanted a tree and it only got branches. Amarti ela bitamar elu Yisrael. V'yachshav lo ala biyadi ela sansan echad shachanani mishal vazarya. Kodesh Baruch Hu said he was disappointed with us. Disappointed with all the Jews. Amrebi, why was he disappointed? Because they all bowed down, Pashtus. Chalav Hashem vazarya didn't bow down. But all the Jews bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, to Nebuchadnezzar, the Rebbe Shadda, what exactly Avodah Zarah was, but they bowed down, and that's why Hashem was disappointed. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Maidach Siv, similarly, what does the Pasuk mean? Ra'isi Halayla, Zachariah says, I saw the night, V'hine Ish Rochev Al Sus Adom, there was a man riding on a red horse, V'hu Omeid Ben Hahadasim Asher Bamitsula, and he was standing amongst the Hadasim that were in the depths. So what does that mean? Every phrase. Myra Isi Alayla. What does it mean? I saw the night. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahafakas Kolom Kulo Alayla. I saw the night. I saw that Hashem, says Zechariah, wanted to bring the world back to Tohu Vavohu, to Laila. As we spoke about on Friday. He wanted to take away the second stage of Bria of Yitzira. He wanted to bring it out to Tohu Vavohu. He wanted the Hester Panim. He was so upset. Ish symbolizes Hashem. Hashem ish melchama Hashem shemo. Right? Ish, the ultimate ish is Hashem. Al sus adom, he was on a red horse. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahafokas kol olam kulo ladam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring the world back to dam, to nothingness. And maybe even to kill everybody and start again. Once he saw he had three great tzaddikim, he was calmed. He stood amongst the hadasim in the depths. Ve'ein hadasim el tzaddikim. Hadas is tzaddikim, as we know, shenemar from Esther. Vehi omein as hadasa. He brought up hadasa. Hadasa is another name of Esther. So we know one of the tzidkanios and the Nevios. Ve'ein mitzula el bavel. Mitzula means bavel, right? Because that's where the story happened. Shenemar ha'omer l'tzula charvi, who says, Hashem says to the tzula, to the depths, charvi, dry up, v'anarosayachovish, and I'm going to dry up your rivers. Continuing. Miyad maleim rogez. At that moment, right when he saw Hananim Shav Azariah, the one who was angry, Hashem nasim shirukim va'adumim, the one that had Nasim Shirukim became calm. Va'adum Nasim Levanim, and the red became white, meaning the red symbolizing anger became white, symbolizing calmness. Amar of Papa Shma Mina, what do you see from here? Susya Chivra Ma'ali Lachalma. Seeing a white horse in a dream is a good sign. Right? Remember the Gemara Brachis has three blot there, all about good things to see in dreams and bad things to see in dreams. So white is always a good thing. So the Yin Yaakov asked, what was Hashem so upset about here? They all bow down to the Avodah Zarah? So, okay, so if somebody, Yahari Valyavar, so we know that we learned the halachas in Hilchas Yisod Yatzar from the Rambam. So the big three were supposed to give our lives. What if somebody doesn't stand up to the test? What if somebody violates Avodah Zarah, even though they weren't supposed to? It was one of the big three. What does the Rambam say? You're not Chayim Misa. So you're Bechal Hashem Hashem, and if it was Befer Hesya, it's Chil Hashem Befer Hesya. But you're not Chayim Misa, so why did Kadosh Baruch Hu want to kill them here? What was the problem? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu want to kill them? So the Ian Yaakov gives two answers. Either, number one, we paskin, you're not Chayim Misa, b'dinei Adam. Maybe Chayim Misa b'dinei Shemayim. This was b'dinei Shemayim.
Chil Hashem is supposed to be worse.
Maybe Chil Hashem is worse, and therefore, well, the Rambam says Chil Hashem, there's no tshuva for. Right. Even Misa might not be the Chavis. Maybe he was trying to get them, that was the type of kapara. Okay, that was one idea. But he says, maybe you're Chayiv b'dinei Adam. And number two is, maybe, hayu yecholun levroach v'lo baruchu. They had a chance beforehand to get out of the situation. for low barcha, they didn't really leave. Okay, well, we won't have a choice, so we'll bow down. But this is an important halachic issue. If somebody could get out of the situation beforehand, roes anolan, and he doesn't, will he be held accountable at the later date when then he doesn't have a choice? So he's saying, if he had a choice beforehand, maybe he would be held accountable. Right? This is in the world of, do you have to look ahead in terms of averus? We've discussed many times in the past, not for a while, do you have to look ahead when it comes to mitzvahs? The opposite. If I have a mitzvah in front of me, do I have to take a long-term or short-term view of the mitzvahs? There, in this context, you have to look ahead. If you don't run when you can, you're going to be held accountable later. If today, Stechemet discusses, if today is Tzom Gedalia, and the doctors tell me I only can fast one day this week. If I fast 2 days, if I fast 1 day, it's going to be Sakaras Tefashas to fast the second day. So I fast Tzom Gedalia, knowing that then I will not be able to fast a week later on Yom Kippur? Or do I say, no, Tzom Gedalia is Drabanan. Yom Kippur. You got to eat today. The big discussion. So the Sechebe quotes a machlokas. Quotes the first number of posts. Let's say, no, you fast today. Basher Husham. Right, where you are. And then you don't worry about Yom Kippur then. You'll have a heter then. So again, there are many examples of this. Do you look at what's right in front of you to determine your mitzvah naveira? And is it held accountable later? You might be machalik between mitzvahs and naveiras. But that is a discussion that we've touched on in the past. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Fourth wide line. V'rabbanan lehecha azlu. The Rabbanan, where do they go? What's the question? Hanan and Mishael Azariah disappear from the biblical scene after this story. We never hear of them again. What happened to them? Right. So usually this is a question the Medrash sometimes asks. Yitzchak Avinu, where did he go after the Akedah? He's missing. He's missing for all of Parshas Chayesar. Right. So where did he go? So here too, Hanan and Mishael Azariah, where did he go? So here they can't give the answer based on Medrash Shein Ve'Ever, which is what Sefer Bereishis is all about, whenever people disappear. So here they have to give different answers, three answers. Amar Rav, Ba'ayin Hara Mesu. They died through Ayin Hara. Because the whole world was metame about what happened to them, Ayin Hara, Ba'ayin Hara Mesu. The Chazon Ish writes in Choshen Mishpat, in the end, in Likutim, Simen Chaf Aleph, says the Chazon Ish, Misodos Habriya, Ki Hadab B'machshavaso, it's part of the secrets of the Bria. A man's thoughts, humania gormim nistarim ba'olem hamaisa. A person's thoughts has tremendous power. Umachshavaso hakala tucha l'shamish goreim lahareis ulechurban shel kishamim mutzakim. Wow. Right? People's eyes have the power to cause terrible results in this world. When people are being mispiled on an unbelievable hatzlacha, that puts this mitzias in a danger. Everything, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. When I don't say a person has control, I stare at your items and it's going to destroy it. But if a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want whatever the tragedy or the destruction to occur, it won't. But if a person is already in danger, then the Ayin Hara is going to kind of put it over the top, says the Chazon Ish. So one has to be careful with having it open. We discussed last week, having one's riches open and shown. Ayin Hara is not shore on davar hasamim min ha'ayin, something that's covered. The Chazon Ish says there's a power in the world, which comes up in various gemaras of Ayin Hara. Therefore it can't mean anything, it's not logical, but it's something that is in the world. One of the Sodos Habriya, says the Chazon Ish, that the most are asking for us is not to show off what we have. To keep it hidden, as the Klei Yakar that we mentioned last week says, on Dvarim, Pnu Lachem Safona. Pnu Lachem Safona, keep things hidden. But that is Ba'ayin Hara Mesu. Number two, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Birok Tavu. They drowned in the spit. What does that mean? Rashi says, when the other nations came over and started making fun of them, look what kind of God you have, and you're doing about a Zara? So sometimes when people talk, a little spit comes out of their mouth. So there are so many people that came and said that, so that's where they drowned. The Pashas. The Adramah says it's not literal. Come on. Not literal. It just means from the embarrassment of being told this, even though Chanam Shal Vazaria, they didn't. But look at the Busha that indirectly came out of their actions because of what? Right, because of what happened. All of Klal Yisrael was embarrassed. What should they have done? What should they have done? They should have screamed at Klal Yisrael more. It's unclear. But Memela, if all of Klal Yisrael is embarrassed because of these three tzaddikim, so Barok Tavu. That's what the Yad Ramah says. The Chachamim Omrim, Olu, Eretz Yisrael. No, they lived happily ever after. They went to Eretz Yisrael, Vanasu Nashav, Olidu, Banu, Banas. They lived that. What? I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Oh, that's the next line. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Olu, Eretz Yisrael, Vanasu Nashav, Olidu, Banu, Banas. They lived happily ever after. Fine. Kitanoi, Rabbi Waza Omer, Ba'ayin, Harameisu, Rabbi Shu Omer, Barok Tavu, Vachacham Omrim, Olu, Eretz Yisrael, Vanasu Nashav, Olidu, Banu, Banas. Shneamar, as it says, how do you know? Because it says, Shmana Yeshua Kohen Agadol. Listen, Yeshua Kohen Agadol. Atav Reacha Hayoshim Lefanecha. You and your friends that are living with you, Ki Anshe Mofes Hema. They are people of wonder. Ezo Hema Nashim Shanasal Hem Mofes. Havi Omer Zechananya Mishael Vaazaria. So, what happened to Chanim Shav Azaria? 3 days. Ula Vidaniel Hechanazal. Where'd Daniel go? So this is going a little back in history. Where was Daniel at the time of Hanan and Mishael Azariah? He wasn't there. He was also in Bavel. Right? He was close to Nebuchadnezzar. So why didn't Nebuchadnezzar also throw him into the furnace? He obviously wasn't there. So where was he? So, again, three opinions. Amar Rav, Lomichrenar Rabba B'Tveria. He wanted to dig a canal in Tveria. Why did he go there? So we'll see in a second who sent him. Ushmuel Amar La'asuye Bizra Das Pasta. He went, Nebuchadnezzar sent him to bring certain grains, to import certain grains from a different area, to Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar La'asuye Chazirei Da Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim, to bring some pigs or hogs from Alexandria. Nebuchadnezzar wanted some of them, so he sent Daniel, a good messenger. So the Gemara just says, Derech Agav, is that really true? Could you do that? But Tanya, didn't we learn? Todos Harofi Omar, Ein Parav Achazira, Yotze Me Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim. They didn't let any hogs, any pigs out of Egypt. Why? Shein Chot Kanaim Shalah. Well, if they wanted it out, they cut its uterus. Bishoshla Tele. They wanted a monopoly on these special Alexandrian hogs. And therefore, any animal that left, They made sure that it wouldn't, they neutered it. So how is he going to be able to import? So Zutri Aisi Vlodatayo, they snuck it in. The little ones, they didn't focus on. Therefore, he was going to be able to bring a little one. Either way, that's where he went to do one of these things. Who sent him? Pashas Nebuchadnezzar sent him. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Shlosha Yubosa Esa. There were three beings that had this idea that Daniel had to get out before the Kifshana Eish story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Daniel u'Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar nezel, Daniel mehacha, Daniel's got to get out. Delo lemru b'schusei yisnatzil. So people don't say, you know why these three other tzaddikim were saved? Because of Daniel's schus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the credit to Chananya Mishael Azariah themselves. So that's why Hashem arranged Daniel not to be there. V'Daniel amar ezel mehacha, I better leave myself. He could already foresee what was going to happen because he didn't want to l'kayim bi p'sile Eloheihem tishrafun ba'esh. So it's not makuyim in me, their gods will be burned in fire. What does that mean? Daniel was worshipped by some of the Babylonians, including Nebuchadnezzar himself, we'll see. So even though he was a Navi, but if he's an idol, maybe the fire would have an effect on him. P'sile Eloheihem tishrafun ba'esh. So therefore, that's why he wanted to leave. We'll get back to that in a second. Nebuchadnezzar also he knew he was going to throw these guys, chas v'shalom, these Nevi'im, into the fire. So he said, Yozel Daniel Mehacha, he wanted Daniel to leave. Why? To the lameru kalyi leloke benura. So people wouldn't say, look what he did to his god, because Nebuchadnezzar worshipped Daniel. So for people shouldn't say that he threw his god in the fire. How do you know that he bowed down to him? This king, Nebuchadnezzar, he fell down, and he worshipped Daniel. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a fascinating ha'ara here. He says, we know the halacha is that a balei chayim cannot become asur. If I bow down to an animal, the animal is not nesar. That's the halacha. Balei chayim ain't an asur. So what was he worried about here? He's a balei chayim. He's a person. So what was he worried about? So says the Gilyoni Hashas, v'ulai, it's only ne'evad, v'ulai, kivan de la gavol mizbeachu aser. You're right, it's mutter, but it's only mutter. Balechayim are not considered aser for hedyot. You could still use it as your animal. It's not aser. But for gavo, it's aser. You can't bring it as a carbon. You can't bring it as a carbon. Even a balechay that it's ne'evad, you can't bring it as a carbon. So here, Daniel thinks to himself, I'm going to be a carbon. I'm going to gavoa. Gavoa, so it's got to be the level of Lishamayin. The Madriga Gavoa Nechshav Heyos Bo Tiyuv the Iser Nevad. And therefore, okay, but Madriga Gavoa Hahu Shuv Shaper Yishbo Iser Nevad the Shaper. He was worried about that a Psile Aleihem Tisrafun Ba Eish. That is number one. But then he has number two. There's a Rambam. There's a Rambam that nobody knows the source for. Isurei Mizbeach Dalad Vav. We usually paskin Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheinu Shelo. If I go over to your tree and I bow down to it, it doesn't become Oser. I can't Oser something that's not mine. The Rambam paskins Legabe Mizbeach, I can. If I bow down to your animal, you're right, you can eat your animal, but you can't bring it as a carbon anymore. That's the Shitas HaRambam. So nobody knows where the Rambam gets this from. Says of Yosef Engel, Argamara Mamish, because Daniel was worried that he was going to become Nasser, because Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to him. Ain't that the most of Davar Sheinu Shelo? Aye, Legavoa. Legavoa can become Nasser. Those are the two Haris of the Gilyone Hashas. Weiter. Two dots. Kolamar Hashem Tzalak HaZalak HaYisrael. Hashem says, El Acha ben Kuliyah vel Tzidkiyahu ben Maseh. So Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, there were two false prophets. Hanibim lachem b'shmi l'sheker v'chulu that are prophesizing in my name falsely. V'ksiv v'lugach me'am klala, and they will take upon themselves a curse. V'chol golos Yehuda shebabavel to all the Jews. Leimar yisimech Hashem ketzidkiyo uka'achav. When people curse others, like we have like a bracha, who do you give a bracha to? Like Ephraim and Manasseh. People will take your end, your demise, these navi shekers, as a curse, because it's going to be terrible. Asher kala melech bavel ba'esh, we're still talking about Nebuchadnezzar, that he burned in fire. Asher sarfam lonemar el asher kala, doesn't mean he burned them totally, but it means asher kala, he singed them. What does that mean? Amar b'yokhan ha'mishur ha'mishur me'yachoy. Malam eich asaki klayos. He made them like toast, little burned. What was the story? Yan asher asu nevala b'Yisrael. What did they do? They did something disgusting amongst in Israel. Vayinaf was the shereyehem. And they did niyuf. They did niyuf. They had adultery with the wives of their friends. What does that mean? My Ovid. Also, the Gabi Barthi Nebuchadnezzar, these two false prophets went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. It's amazing how Nebuchadnezzar had so much connection between all the Jews before he destroyed it. Achav Amar La, Kamar Hashem Hashmi'i El Tzidkiyahu. So Achav goes to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar and says, you know what, Tzidkiyahu, should really be with Tzidkiyahu. The Tzidkiyahu Amar Kamar Hashem Hashmi'i El Achav. They each said, I have a nevuah that you should be with the other prophet. Ozla ba'amr le'lavuah, she went and told her father, these Jews are trying to seduce me. Amr Allah, Elohim shalelu soni zimahu. What do you mean? Their God hates us. I don't understand this. Kiyasu l'gabach, when they come to you again, shadrinu gabai, send them to me. Kiyasu l'gabah, when they came back, shadratinu l'gabi avuas, they went in front of Nebuchadnezzar. Amr lehu man amr lechun, who told you this? Amru akadosh baruch hu. I says Nebuchadnezzar, v'achanani mishal v'azariah shal tinhu. I asked the chanan mishal v'azariah if this is possible. V'amru li aser, and they said it's aser. They said there's no way God would command this. Amru le ananami neviyek v'asaihu. What do you mean? We're also prophets like them. L'ditu lo amar lehu. They didn't get this nevuah. L'didon amar lan. You know, we got the nevuah. The Ben Yoyada says, why didn't Nebuchadnezzar just say, why did he say, oh, I asked the chanan mishal v'azariah? Why didn't he say, it says in the Torah. It says in the Torah that you're not allowed to do this. Right, remember the last, we had already accepted the last Amud in the previous parak. We had, if they say, do Avodah Zarah, it's impossible. The Kadosh Baruch Hu would command that. So look at this too. Kadosh Baruch Hu would say it to be Mizaneh. So the Ben Yoyada says, this is Vinir Ali, they didn't say that this is going to be Mutter for everybody. They didn't say, oh, it's Mutter to do Znos. They said, no. God wants you, Nebuchadnezzar, to have Nevi'im as children. And you know what? You know how to get, you get a Nevi'im as children? If your daughter lives with two Nevi'im, one right after another. That's that. So that's what they're saying to Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar could have said, says in the Torah, you're right. It's Harasha. Harasha, they said. So he says, though, no, what I mean? I asked, that's what he said. I asked Hanam Shav Azariah. Because they're contemporary prophets. So what do they say? No, we're prophets too. So Amar Lahu, he says to them, okay, I have a great idea. Anabino div takinhu. Let me test you. I'm going to test you, okay? I'm going to throw you into the furnace. Let's see what happens. Amrulay, Eden Tlasa, Ivan on train. What do you mean? They were three Nevi'im. We were only two. It's not fair. Amr Lahu, Bachru Lachon Manda Beisu Bahadaichu. Pick whoever you want to go with you in the world for Schus. Amru, they said, okay, we'll take the Kohen Gadol. Yeshua, Kohen Gadol. Savri Lacey Yoshua Rav Ischuse Umigna Allah, so maybe his schus will protect them. Ach Siyuhu. So what they do, they brought Yoshua Kohen Gadol down, Shadinu, they threw them all in the fire. Inhu Iklu, of course the two false prophets were burned up. Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Ichrichu Mane. His begadim got a little singed on the bottom. Shenemar vayarani is Yeshua Kohen Gadol haomei lefanai Melach Hashem. Zechariah says, "I saw Yeshua v'ksiv v'yomer Hashem laSatan yigar Hashem b'chas yigar Hashem b'cha v'gomer." Hashem says to the Satan that Hashem will rebuke you, but meaning because there's the clothing got burnt. Amale yadanet zadikayat. So Esav Buchanetzar, I know you're a great tzaddik. Elamai tama hani bach perta denura. Why did the fire affect you a little bit? Affect your clothes? He answers, "Chamashav Azaria lo hani buklau." It didn't affect them at all. So why did it burn your clothes? So Amar lahu inutlasa havivanachad. I'm only one. There are three. Amar lebaha Avraham yachinave. They all knew the story. Nebuchadnezzar knew about Nimrod. So Avram was only one. So he could have said, "Oh, come on, he was Avram Avinu." But he didn't say that. Hasam lo havi rishon bahadei. He didn't have any rishon with him. For lo es yayiv rishusa lenura. The fire didn't have any rishus to do anything. So it was just squall. There was no fire. Ha havi rishon bahadei. Here there was rishon with me. Vis yayiv rishusa lenura. The fire had some rishus, right? So we learned, like we learned in Mitzrayim, once the mashchis has rishus, so then you got to worry. So hani damri inshi. This is what people say. Shrei udi yavishi. If you have two dry pieces of wood, v'chad retiva, and one wet, oakden yaveshul retiva. Sometimes the dry one will help the wet one get burned. It's a oil rasha, oil shcheino, as we had in yesterday's parsha, and as the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, the Sefer HaChassidim, quotes this. Lo yamod v'lo yitzarech adam, shehu yari shemayim, kishem ispalel, lo yamod v'lo yeshe betfila etzel adam rasha. Oil rasha, oil shcheino, shehare Yeshua Kohen Gadol lakoksas. That's in Tavshin Ayin in the Sefer Chassidim. It's another example of Ayla Rasha and Ayla Shcheinu. So now the Gemara says, Gemara assumes that that answer that Yeshua gave him, gave Nebuchadnezzar, couldn't have been the true answer. It must have been something else. So my Damianus, why was he really punished? Why did the fire have a little effect? Amar Papa Sheyabadim knows Nashim She'inim Hagunas Lakuhuna. His kids married out. Follow Micha Behan, and he didn't protest. He didn't try to stop them. Shneamar, Yeshua, Yelovish Begadim Soim. The pasuk says he had dirty clothes. V'chidarko shel Yeshua, Lobosh Begadim Soim. Did he wear dirty clothes? El malami shel Yabanim Nosim Nashim. Shina Hagudus Lekahuna. It means his children. Those were his clothes. V'lo Michabed, he didn't try to protest. Period. Amar Bitanchum. So we had Rabbi Tanchum, so we have something else from Rabbi Tanchum. Dorish Bar Kapar Bitzipori. My Dev Sev Sheish Hasa'orim Ha'ela Nasan Li Yinyan Deyoma Rus. Right, Ruth says when she comes back to Naomi and she describes what Boaz gave her, he gave me six barleys, six sa'orim. So my shesha sa'orim, what is that? What does it mean by six sa'orim? Ile ma shesha sa'orim mamish, doesn't mean really six barley seeds. V'chidarko shel Boaz litin matana shesha sa'orim. What kind of tiny little gift is a barley seed? Six barley seeds. What's that going to make you? A piece of challah. Right, what's six barley seeds? So Ella Shesh Sa'in, six sa'ah of barley. That's a gazunta gift. Right? Six whole sa'ah of barley. So the Gemara asks the other way. V'chidaka shalisha litol shesh sa'in, you need so much? So much for Rus to take it? Ella Remez Ramazla. Sha'asid and Shisha Banim Lases Mimena. She was going to have six children, six descendants, Shem is Barchid B'Shesh Shesh Brachas, that are each going to have six brachos related to them. Six descendants. Ve'lohein, who are her six descendants? David, Umashiach, Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Va'azaria. These six. Rabbi Yaakov Emden just points out here, this is a raya that David and Mashiach are not one and the same. There are some sources that say David and Mashiach, David, who Mashiach? See from here that David and Mashiach are not the same. Where do you see this in the Psukim? So David, Dechsiv, where is David's six special brachas described? The pasuk says, Vaya'an Echon Mehana'arim, right? In Perek Tezayin and Shmuel Aleph, when we are introduced to David, right? What happened in Perek Tezvav, the previous Perek? That's Amalek. Shaul didn't wipe out Amalek. So right after that, so Shaul is about to walk off the scene, and David is about to come on, so Shmuel goes to anoint David. So Yomer, he never the Ben Yishai. Besalachmi, I saw Ben Yishai, I saw a little boy. Yodeya Nagain, Vigibar Chayo, Vishmal Khama, Vinavon Davar, Vishtawar Vashemimo. Six wonderful things about David. V'gomer. Six wonderful things. What do all these mean? Amar Yehuda Marav, Kol HaPasak Azeh, Lo Amar Doeg, Ela B'Lashon Hara. Really, Doeg. Right, one of the four we had on in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, Daf Sadik. Right, the four Hedyotos that lost their Olam Haba. Doeg, Bilam, Achitofel, and Gechsi. Right, the four Hedyotos. Then you got the three Malachim and four Hedyotos. So Doeg was one of those four. Right, he said the Ba Washin Hara. All these four, all these Midos, these six, he said with terrible intentions to make Shaul jealous of David. Yodea Nagain, Shiyodea Lusha. What does it mean, Yodea Nagain? He knew how to ask bomb kashas in Torah. Right, he'd already ask great questions. Gibar sheyodei lahashiv, ish melchama sheyodei lisa v'litein melchamta shel Torah. He knows how to fight in the war of Torah. The parentheses navon davar shemayvin davar mitoch davar on the side ish tawar shemar panim b'halacha. It's all about the base medrash. V'hashem imo shehalacha kamosa b'chal makom. The halacha is like him in all place. Hashem imo. So I saw also in the Shiram Shana b'halacha. He quotes here, how do you get Vashem Imo, the halacha is like him? Vashem Imo, don't we know from the Gemara in Erevin, Elu ve'elu divri lokim chayim, that Hashem is with every shita. What do you mean Vashem Imo, that we learn halacha is like him, b'chol makom? So he says, the efshel afarish, interesting. The efshel afarish, apim ha-shikasa b'svar makdoshim. What did the svar makdoshim say? The lashon elokim kolel harbei ofanim batorah. Elokim is lashon rabim. Right, Elokim includes many different ofanim, many different aspects. V'nechla bazeh gamkein hashitos she'inim lahalacha, like shitas beishamai. Avol shem havaya, shehu shem hamefurish, v'shem hamiyuchad, v'nikra gamkein shem ha'etzem, yudkei vavkei is, we discussed this also, we spoke about Megadef a few weeks ago. What name do you have to curse? What name do you have to curse with? So we spoke about different levels of names of Hashem. Yudkei vavkei is a more of a inherent name. We had our Sameach, that all the other names are kinuyim of this name. Harezek kolo rak chelik ha'alacha shabatora. There's a difference between Yudkei Vavkei and Elokim. The name of Elokim, that type of Shem Hashem, that can be shown on all different shittas. But Yudkei Vavkei is unique. That's only the true MS. So if a Hashem Imo, Yudkei Vavkei Imo, says the Sharm Zayin Malacha, maybe that is what's alluded to here. Yudkei Vavkei versus Elokim. Versus Elokim. Continue for a minute. Bikulu, Amalahu, Yonasan Bidi Kamo. By all of them, Shaul wasn't upset. Ah, my son Yonasan. He could take him in Torah. He could take him and ask all the kashas also. Kivan to Amalev Hashem Imo, but once he had the last one, that can't be with anybody else. Milsa, Debidi Dei, Namilo Havibe. Something that he himself didn't even have. Shaul or Yonasan, Cholash Daite. Then he got upset. The Ikmi Bey, and that was the beginning of the end. He started having jealousy. Idavid Amelech. Because by Shaul it says wherever he turned, Yarshia, even though the Pashtus means that he defeated his enemy, we're taking it to mean that he was proven wrong. Right, he was always had the halacha on his side. It's always fascinating that Perek, where David is brought in to be the harp player for Shaul. It's just another one of those examples where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Yeshua mamish under the nose, right? Moshe Rabbeinu grows up in the house of Paro. David HaMelech is the harp player for Shaul, that tries to kill him for the rest of Shmuel Aleph. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in fascinating ways. Minolan. So, Minolan the Doeg. How do we know that child was Doeg? Ksiv hacha, because it says, Vayan echad me'anarim, miyuchat shebenarim. One of the narim, the unique na'arim. V'ksiv hasam, v'shem ish me'av de'shol b'yomahu, ne'atzal lefnei Hashem, u'shmo Doeg adomi, abir haroim. The great of the shepherds, asher l'shol. So that's how we know it was referring to Doeg. Good. That's all number one. Number two, Mashiach. D'chsid. Those are all the six brachas of David. Mashiach Tichsiv. How do we know that Mashiach will have six brachos? Because the pasuk says, we say this before laning on Yantif. V'nachal av ruach Hashem, ruach achbo vida, ruach ezu gvura, ruach das, v'yiras Hashem. V'chulu. It has all of these brachos. V'ksiv beheirecho b'yiras Hashem. It also says, he will smell in yiras Hashem. What does that mean? Amr of Alexandri, melameid shehitino mitzvos v'yisurin k'rechayim. Heirecho by the word rechayim, it means he will be loaded down with mitzvos and yisurin, with yisurin, with pains on him. He will try to be makabel, the pains of Klal Yisrael, in order to come. Kerechayim, like a mill, will be loaded down very heavy. Rabba Amar, de Morach Vadain. Oh, what does that mean? Morach Vadain, he could smell the Vadai, the Halacha. He won't have to even, like, no, he'll have a scent and a sense of the Halacha. He'll be the greatest judge in the world. De Morach Vadain. The Pasuk says, "V'lo lamar ein of Yishpod." He won't have to focus with his eyes. V'shafat b'tzedek dalim v'hochiach b'mishar la'an ve'aretz. He will judge in righteousness the lowly of the land. He'll have. That's what sometimes you see in haskamis to svarim when you want to give somebody a great praise. You say he's a marach vadon, right? Meaning all of his halacha is true. He smells what's right. A marach vadon. What does that mean? Putting it into our terms, maybe it can mean halachic intuition. He will have the ultimate halachic intuition that anybody has ever had in history. Rav Soloveitchik, in his hesped for his uncle, the Brisker Rav, he writes in Madu Dech Midod, in my edition, it's on page 71, 72, 73, he discusses the Gemara that says, Torah Sivalana Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov, Al Tikri Marasha Elam Ma'orasa. The Torah has erisid. Every Jew has erisid to the Torah. Ma'orasa, we had it earlier in the sugya of that Ben Noach is not allowed to learn Torah, right? Because the Torah is married to us. Right? It's like Eshes Ish. So there, he quotes the Gemara, and then he said, the Rav Soloveitchik says, most Jews have erisin to the Torah. Once in a while, there's certain people in every generation that have Nisuin to the Torah. Nisuin is a higher level that you know kind of what the other person wants, even before asking. It's this halachic intuition. You have to go through the sources. You have to be objective, but it's a halachic intuition. That's what Rashi had. Rashi on Parshat Tetzaveh. What does he say? We mentioned this. He doesn't know. He didn't know what the ephod looks like. What does Rashi say there? V'libi omerli. My heart tells me this is what the ephod looks like. And he says that what the ephod looks like. So it's a halachic intuition. So Rav Soloveitchik said that he said this about the Brisker Rav, and this is what many said about Rav Soloveitchik after he was ifter. But that is a certain halachic intuition. So that's a morach vadoin. Morach Vadon is somebody who could smell the true halacha even before he looks in. Good. Bar Kuziba. Who is Bar Kuziba? Bar Kokhva. Bar Kokhva's real name was Bar Kuziba. Why was he called Bar Kokhva? Rabbi Akiva gave him the name because of the pasuk Dora Kochav Miyakov. A star has gone out. He's the star. So Rabbi Akiva, who thought he was Mashiach, gave him that name. So Bar Kuziva Malach Tartit Shinu Palga. For 2.5 years, he was ruling the Jews. Amalu Rabbanan, Ana Mashiach. He told the rabbis, I am the Messiah. Amru Lei, B'Mashiach Ksiv, Demarach Vadoin. But what do you mean? We have a Mesorah that Mashiach's going to know the Halacha perfectly. Nechzi Anani, Marach Vadoin. Go check it out. Kivin the Chaziu, Delo Marach Vadoin, Kat Luhu. Once they saw that he wasn't Marach Vadoin, they killed him. So who killed him? There are different Mesorahs, even other Gemaras. Different versions of the Rambam. Some say the Jews killed him, some say the Romans killed him. Maybe the Jews judged him and then they let the Romans kill him. Right? Different Mesorahs, exactly who killed him. The Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Malachim in Yud Aleph Gimel. Says the Rambam, Rabbi Akiva, he quotes here, Al Yala Al Taitacha, that the Melech HaMashiach has to do Osos Umofsim. Don't think that Ein Adar Kain. Shere Rabbi Akiva Chacham Gadol Michachmi Mishnah Haya. V'hu Aya Nosi Kelev Shel Ben Kuziba Hamelach. V'hu Aya Omer Alav Shehu Hamelach Hamashiach. V'Dome Hu V'Kol Chachmei Doro Shehu Hamelach Hamashiach. Ad Sheneherag Ba'avonos. Kiva Sheneherag Noda Shehu Ein Hamashiach. V'Lo Shalim Ben Chachamim La'os V'Lo Mofes. He didn't have a nos. He didn't do any miracles. Bar Kokhva. So you see, Melech HaMashiach doesn't have to do miracles. He just has to be somebody who is a leader who's going to bring all the Jews back. And then the Rambam talks about Yeshua Notzri, who that part of the Rambam was edited out in the regular Old Testament Mishnah Torahs. Frankel put it back in. But in the regular Mishnah Torahs that were out before 10 years ago, this section of the Rambam is not there in Yud Aleph Dalin. Another 6 lines were put in about Yeshua. Maybe we'll read it tomorrow. Let's continue a little bit. Continues the Gemara. Daniel, Chananim, Shem, Azariah. So these are another 4 descendants of Rus. Where are their brachas? Tefsib, Behu, Asher, Ein, Bahem, Kol, Mum. They don't have any Mum. V'tovei, Mara, Umaskilim, B'chol, Chachma. V'yodei, Das, U'mevinei, Madav, Asher, Koch, Behem, Lamor, Behechal, Amelech, Ulolamdom, Sefer, V'losha, Kastim. They knew all the languages. Fine. What's this last one? My Asher, Ein, Bahem, Kol, Mum. They don't have any Mum. Am Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Afilu Karibda de Kusilta, Lohavi Behu. They were so perfect, they never even had to get bloodlet They didn't have any scars from bloodletting. They were so perfect. What does it mean? They had the strength to stand in the courtyard of the king. When they were in the presence of Nebuchadnezzar, they forced themselves not to have levity, not to talk, not to sleep. And they held in when they had to go to the bathroom. Isn't that an avera? At least this is the Rabban about the Shaksu. So they say, "Be Emes Amalchus." Emes Amalchus, for reasons, if I have to daven, if I could hold it in, meaning if I really have to go, that the halacha says, right away, then I can't. But if I could hold it in a certain level, we should cover the Abriyas, then I can hold it in a little bit at least. Period. Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria. From the Bnei Yehuda were these people. Amar, Rabbi Elazar. Kulam Bnei Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar says that all four were from Shevet Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Achmeni, Amar, Daniel, Bnei Yehuda. No, Bnei Yehuda is only going on Daniel. Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, Mishael, Shvatim. They were from other Shvatim. And Rashi says this man, Amar, then would argue on the previous Chazal that they all came from Rus. Right? Because it all came from Rus. They came from Dabba. They're obviously from Yehuda. Umi Banecha, Asher Yetsu, Mimcha, Asher Tolid, Yikhu. Another, Yeshayahu. Saying Yeshayahu, this is Yeshayahu talking to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The children that will come from you, they will take, Vahayu Srisim, Behecha Melech Bavel. They will be Sarisim in the palace of the king of Bavel. So, Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria became Sarisim. So what are Sarisim? So my Sarisim, Rav Amr Sarisim Mamish. Rav says they were Mamish Sarisim. Meaning, Nebuchadnezzar castrated them. Sarisa Mamish. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Shenistarsa Avodah Zarah B'Mayim. Rabbi Chanina said, no, it just means that Avodah Zarah was finished. After this great nace that happened, everybody gave up Avodah Zarah. Right? B'Mayim. So Bishlam Amanda Amar, Shenistarsa Avodah Zarah B'Mayim. According to the second view, I understand the pasuk that we had before, that Nebuchadnezzar says there was no wound on them at all. Elamanda Amar Sarisim Mamish, my Vachava lo Asi Bahon. But if they were Mamish Sarisim, wouldn't they, that would be a wound. It wouldn't be perfect. So where it says Chava Denura? No wounds from the fire. No wound from the fire. Some afar, I think Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks, maybe they became Sarisim by drinking something. So there was no external wound. Just leaves it as a tzorachin. The haksiv, the rech, nur lo adesbahon. A different pasuk says they didn't have any smoke of the fire on them. So lo chavav lo recha tupsukin. They didn't have any wound. They didn't even smell of it. They walked out of the fire. They didn't even smell the smoke. That's an ace, right? Post Lag BaOmer, we could really appreciate that, right? How long we smelled for? Bishmal amanda amar shenistas avodah zarah b'mayim. Fine, according to the one who says that avodah zarah stopped. Hainu dosef ko amar shem lasarisim mashi yisburah shapsosai. So we understand that Hashem, in the Haftorah for a fast day, calls them sarisim, because it's not embarrassing. It's a praise of them. Elamanda amar sarisim mamish mishtoi krab eganusa ditzadike. What Hashem called them sarisim? Right, if it was literal, so according to that opinion, it was both. Avodah Zarah did stop, according to everybody, so we would still call them that. Two more lines. Bishlam Amandamar Sarisa Mamish Hanadasib Basi Vachomas Ayyad Bashem Tov Mibani Mibana Umi Banos. Hashem promises them that they'll be greater than any children. So it makes sense if they couldn't have children. Elamanda Amar Shinistars Avodah Zarah B'Mayim, according to the other opinion, my Tov Mibanim Mibanos. What does that mean? Amar Lachon Bar Yitzchak Mibanim Shahayulam Kvar Vamesu. Means they have children who had died. So he's still giving them a chizik. Don't worry, this will be greater. You'll have a Yad Vashem. You'll have a sefer written for you forever that will be greater than all of any children. Period. We'll stop here by Mai, and Beth Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Maybe we'll start off with the Rambam about Yeshu, but then we will, Beth Hashem, continue in these large dafim of Maseches Sanhedrin.